Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. See, we have about 30 seconds. Would you like to say anything else and reintroduce Luna? And Luna will take us out.
Yes. I'm just going to ask one final question. Mm-hmm. What was your favorite moment from creating this album?
My favorite moment, as ironic as it is as a producer in general, I really enjoyed the mixing process. It was kind of a struggle, but also extra rewarding once we finally got through everything. But I also enjoyed just the general creating of the album.
Yeah, that's incredible. Now, Luna, take it away.
Thank you very much. This last song is called In the Sunlight, and it's also on the album.
Thank you to Luna. Learn more at lunamusic.com. That's L-O-U-N-A music.com. Thank you also to Eric Harvey, who accompanied Luna on violin, and to C. Sambar, who accompanied me on it. Thank you to Luna. Learn more at lunamusic.com. That's L-O-U-N-A music.com. Thank you also to Eric Harvey, who accompanied Luna on violin, and to see Sambar, who accompanied me on interview. We're grateful. Let me mention the other guests that were here with us today as well. Thanks to Anna King Skeels for talking about My Sister's Lipstick, her play, which will be at the new Hazlett Theater this Thursday and Friday. Lila Barber talking about the 4x8-foot mural that Lila made, a student at Pittsburgh Kappa. From South Fayette, Carolina Praveen talking about her activities with Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania and also the Brainstem Robotics Team. We'll meet you here next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
SLB Radio Productions with the flip-top box that locks in the flavor. Thank you very much, Larry, for being my opening act once again this week. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 12 o'clock. Started here at 12:03. Much more music time. How are ya? Well, good afternoon, sports fan. That is I, your Dingo Dewan, your cell to swing, your couple out, the graduate of the Chadwick Institute Group for Ecology, Jay Thurber. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul, right up until the 3 o'clock hour. The full time request line is open at 412-385-7450. 7450. Let your input affect our output. We're also on Blue Sky, Mastodon, and Facebook at Jay Thurber Show. Mostly cloudy skies today with a slight chance of snow this afternoon. And a high of 34 degrees, 28 right now outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. We'll check your full-time forecast in just about 20 minutes.
Jay Thurber. Playing good guy hit.
When I became of age, my mother called me. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand.
Newbies from 1964. And thanks for tuning in today.
Broadcasting 40 years, so filth, sitting in your own filth is part of the game.
Baby, you and me. kid on the West Coast, 11 years old, who found a Paul Skeens signed rookie card. And the Pirates offered to give the kid, in exchange for the card, they offered to give him 30 years of season tickets to the Pirates games. And the kid turned them down. He'd rather auction off the card because I guess, I mean, let's be honest. If he auctions off the card, he can get cash money for it. But if he took the 30 years of Pirates season tickets, he'd have to pay someone else to take them.
Jay Thurber does it by request.
Little Caesar in Mount Lebanon wants to hear Jackie Wilson. You say it, we play him on the Big 900 in stereo.
right. Give you candy kisses every single night. Candy man.
Check your weather next. Right now, a little bit of Dr. John for you. New music coming your way, too, after the forecast.
Oh,
Dr. John on Radio 9.
W-R-A-Z.
1224, much more music time as the old CSX 1224 special goes past. All right. I see what you got for Christmas. It was a whistle. Anyways, new music coming your way. I'm cracking myself up this morning. It's a good thing, too, because nobody else is laughing. New music from the Surfer Jets? After we take care of a couple of brief messages, also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. I don't know. It's been a weird week. I may talk about that in the 1 o'clock hour. And not about the, apparently there's a new president. I don't know. I haven't really been paying very much attention. All I know is the price of eggs has gone down to $1 a gallon, so I'm really excited about that. But no, there's a new. But that's not even what I was going to talk about. Loss and losing someone. So maybe I'll talk about that in the 1 o'clock hour or the 2 o'clock hour. Or maybe I won't. You just never can tell with me. Stay tuned to 3 o'clock for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. I have already heard this week's show. I'm here at the radio station, after all, and it's a really good one. You will not want to miss Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Every week, Eric O'Brien brings back all those soft vocal and instrumental favorites from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. He mixes in occasional bonus material and a few moments of silliness. So ease into your Saturday afternoon with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy right here on the new sound of the Mon Valley Tube City Online Radio and Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh. Whether it's snow, sleet, or ice, winter weather can cause extremely dangerous road conditions. In 2022, there were 498 fatal traffic crashes caused by snow and sleet condition and an estimated 32,000 injuries. Preparing yourself and your vehicle for winter weather is key. Couple of tips. As your outside temperature drops, so does tire inflation. So make sure every tire is filled to the vehicle manufacturer's recommended inflation pressure. Do not inflate your tires to the pressure listed on the tire itself. That is the maximum amount of air the tire can hold, not the recommended pressure. Some other tips, inspect your tires at least once a month and check the tires when they're cold, meaning they have not been driven for at least 3 hours. For these and other winter driving tips, go to nhtsa.gov. That's nhtsa.gov. That's a message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Chance of snow this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies with a high near 34. Chance of snow overnight, mostly cloudy, low of 27. Cloudy on Sunday, high 32. Monday, sunny with a high near 34. Tuesday, scattered snow showers, partly sunny with a high near 37 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music and apparently more trains on the Jay Thurber Show. 30 in Washington County, 32 in Beaver County. It's 29 in Butler, 28 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level. At the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 30 degrees right now at WRCT with new music from the Surfer Jets. called Easy as Pie. That's new music from the Surfer Jets here on Radio 9, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. On 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, it's 12:30. This is the sound of Miss Matilda Clark.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares.
Tube City Center for Business and Innovation. TCOL Radio loves the classic oldies, including programming and the listeners. Kind of joking here, yes.
Away from the maddening crowds, we can sing it.
Lydell on Radio 9. And now a song by David Clayton Thomas called Brainwashed. A lot of people think that I've been brainwashed. They've listened to this show and they think, Jay Thurber must have been brainwashed. No, I assure you, I've never been brainwashed. All it needed was a light rinse.
Oh!
9, and these are the flares. We're going to check sports and weather for you in about 10 minutes. Stay tuned. Also have news coming up at 1 o'clock.
Everybody young and old.
This time of year, there's back to school, football season, and this little thing around here called harvest. You don't have time to be sick or in the hospital.
Harvest.
Did you know that the COVID Delta variant is more contagious than the common cold? And that doctors are seeing more young and healthy unvaccinated people in the hospital? Get informed about vaccines and make the decision that's right for you and the ones you love. Find out more at getvaccineanswers.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I've had all my COVID shots, and I have to say my 5G reception has never been other. You should see every time an email comes in. Never mind.
Mommy and Dad are never nervous or mad when you teenagers go downtown. Daddy and Mom just stay at home and keep calm and watch the Late Late Show. Uptown, 'cause when you kids are gone, we get to spend some time alone here. That's our only chance to use the bathtub or the phone here when you're away. Besides, we're stuck where we are because you kids took our money, you kids took our car, and went downtown. Where can you possibly? Downtown. It's 20 after 3. Downtown. What do you mean by let's brew? You don't come home till 4 a.m. 'cause you're roaming in the street somewhere. Downtown, we would feel swell if only someone would tell us what goes on down there. Downtown, but every time we ask you what you're doing after dark there, you just say that you were fooling to Petula Clark there. That's what I mean. So kids, give your folks a break because you're driving us crazy. We sit here all night and take
that you've been arrested. So we've got to get up and we've got to get dressed and go downtown, borrow a car and go downtown. That's where you are, you think, downtown. Wait till I get your kids home. There'll be no more pruning, no swimming, no jerk, no mashed potatoes, no swap. Now take some out. You're going to stay home tomorrow night and your mother and I are going downtown and we're going to dance the tango, the waltz, and the foxtrot. And we're going to do the bunny hop. It's a nice dance. And there'll be no more pruning. Is that quite clear? No more pruning.
Alan Sherman sounding a little angry there with his version of Downtown on Radio 9.
More music.
WRCT.
Sports and weather are next. Here's Eddie Quinteros. Dance with me here at 12:50. Much more music time. New music from Jack White coming up after we check your sports and weather. FSN News for you at 1 o'clock. I'm Jay Thurber. I hope you know what your name is. If you don't, check your underwear. Let me look. My name is Calvin Klein. So there you go. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jaythurbershow.com.
Your
kidding. I don't buy Calvin Klein underpants. I buy the generic version, Calvin Kmart. They're almost as good, but a whole lot cheaper. Let me see. What can we tell you about? In college basketball action at this hour, the Pitt Panthers men's team taking on the Syracuse Orange. In the first half, Syracuse leading by a score of 18-14. Pitt Panthers women are off. They are back in action on Thursday when they take on Stanford. Carnegie Mellon last night lost two games to the very hot New York University teams. The number 24-ranked Carnegie Mellon women's team lost to NYU by a score of 91-62. And Carnegie Mellon men's team lost to number 6-ranked NYU by a score of 96-90. Both those teams will be back in action on Sunday when they take on Brandeis. Pittsburgh Penguins traveling to Seattle today to play the Kraken. That game gets underway at 4 o'clock. Elsewhere last night in NHL hockey, Lightning over the Blackhawks, 4-3, Predators over the Sharks, 6-5. Islanders beat the Flyers 3-1, and it was the Stars over the Golden Knights 4-3. Looking for mostly cloudy skies the rest of the afternoon with a slight chance of snow and a high of 34. Chance of snow overnight, cloudy, low 27. More of the same on Sunday, mostly cloudy 32. Sunny on Monday with a high of 34. Snow showers Tuesday, partly sunny 37. And then on Wednesday, scattered snow showers and warmer with a high near 40. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 30 in Washington County, 33 in Beaver County. It's 28 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It's 30 in WRCT with new music from Jack White. Jack White with Archbishop Harold Holmes. That's new music here on Radio 9, and this is Bo Diddley.
Hey, man.
What's that, boy?
I want to tell you about your girlfriend.
What about my girl?
But you don't look strong enough to take your message.
I'm strong enough.
I might hurt your feelings.
My feelings already hurt. Being here with you.
Well, I was walking down the street with your girl on this.
Uh-huh.
And the wind was blowing
peanuts at.
Same van on Radio 9. Dwayne Eddy's going to take us to news time on Radio 9.
McCann. Hundreds of illegal immigrants have been detained and deported, according to the new Trump administration. The White House says the raids have been carried out as part of Donald Trump's promise of mass deportations. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said 538 illegal immigrant criminals were arrested on Thursday, including, she said, a suspected terrorist and four members of a Venezuelan gang. Those raids taking place in multiple cities, including Boston, Denver, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Seattle, Miami, and Washington, D.C. Levitt also said that hundreds of illegal immigrant criminals had also been deported via military aircraft, all part of President Donald Trump's plan to carry out what he's described as the largest mass deportation operation in U.S. history. However, some cities, including New York and Chicago, have already said they won't allow their local law enforcement to help detain and deport immigrants. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
The United Nations has confirmed that it's now received official correspondence from Washington to withdraw from the World Health Organization. On Monday, President Donald Trump ordered that the US withdraw from the Global Health Organization, as well as pause all funding to the body. Jody Jacobs has more.
The United Nations says it received official confirmation of the US's withdrawal from the WHO in a letter dated the 22nd of January 2025. According to certain provisions in law, the withdrawal will take 12 months. In the meantime, though, Donald Trump has ordered that his government's budget office immediately pause future transfers of any funds, support, or resources to the WHO. Washington has also recalled all U.S. government personnel working with the organization. This move by Trump, according to experts, will impact the WHO's ability to address major health crises. The U.S. president may also face yet another possible lawsuit, with some saying he needs Congress's approval to withdraw from the world body. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump has been visiting disaster zones following last year's hurricane in North Carolina and recent fires in Los Angeles. Mr. Trump again criticized the Federal Emergency Management Agency for its response to the hurricanes in North Carolina. Rare red weather warnings, meaning there's a danger to life, are in force in Northern Ireland and parts of Scotland. Storm Eowyn will bring gusts of 100 miles an hour in some areas. Millions of people in the UK are being told to stay at home and not to travel in the storm. Meteorologist John Hammond says the forecast is bleak.
There will be power outages, there will be major travel disruption, and it's going to be a day of significant damage, I'm afraid.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Another challenge for the Green Hornet. His aide, Cato, and their rolling arsenal, the Black Beauty. On police records, a wanted criminal. The Green Hornet is really
Jay Thurber.
His dual identity known only to his secretary and to the district attorney. And now, to protect the rights and lives of decent citizens, rides the Green Hornet.